I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 9th, 2026. A bill has passed the Kentucky House adding more voter citizenship verification, allowing some partisanship in judicial races, and letting federal office holders show up twice on the ballot. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more.
It was an unusually close vote, with 21 Republicans joining Democrats to vote against the measure. Local officials who administer elections opposed the bill. It authorizes the State Board of Elections to use federal citizen verification systems and requires individuals who are identified as ineligible to show proof before being allowed to vote. Here's Republican sponsor Representative D.J. Johnson from Owensboro.
There are those who are always looking for new ways to cheat the system. Because of that sad reality, it is our responsibility to remain ever vigilant.
Democrats who spoke in opposition to the bill noted that the new federal tool has high error rates in accidentally flagging U.S. citizens. They also say the bill tries to solve problems that don't exist. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
The judge in the murder case of former Letcher County Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins has denied the defense's request that he recuse himself. The defense team for Steins has filed a motion in January asking Circuit Court Judge Christopher Coron to recuse himself from overseeing the trial. Steins is charged with the murder of Letcher County Judge Kevin Mullins. The ex-sheriff admitted to shooting Mullins in his chambers in 2024. The defense argued that Coron may have personal ties to the case, which could influence his impartiality in ruling. A video from a state legislator meeting on mental health shows Coron and Mullins sitting together a week before the shooting. In his order, Coron said he has no personal bias or prejudice concerning a party, and there are no surrounding facts and circumstances upon which an objective observer might reasonably question is impartial. Mullins and Coron both served on the Kentucky Judicial Commission on Mental Health. Today marks 50 years since the deadly Scotia mine disaster in southeastern Kentucky. Curtis Tate spoke with Mimi Pickering, an Appleshop filmmaker who was there in the aftermath.
In two separate explosions on March 9th and 11th, 1976, 26 coal miners were killed at the Scotia Mine in the Oven Fork community near the border of Harlan and Letcher counties. The disaster was caused by poor ventilation and a buildup of methane and coal dust. Congress enacted a mine safety law in 1977 following the disaster. Pickering remembers what it was like to be on the scene after the first explosion and how the tragedy lingers today.
It's traumatic, and you don't you feel that later, I think. And just being there and, you know, watching family come and go. We have some footage of one miner who comes down the road and his wife goes to meet him, and she's just in tears. You know, she realizes he's alive, but you know, the others didn't make it. And it's you know, it's traumatic for us in the, you know, who are documenting some of it, but the trauma for the families. And there were so many little kids. These were young guys, and they, you know, they had families and their children were young, and there's so many stories of them growing up not knowing their daddies, you know, and it's just heartbreaking, and it sticks with you.
A roadside historical marker was dedicated in Letcher County in 2010 to those who were killed. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
President Donald Trump is set to visit Cincinnati and parts of northern Kentucky later this week. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that the president will be in the city on Wednesday to tout TrumpRx, an online platform where patients can search for discounted medication prices if they pay for it without insurance. According to an email invitation from the Republican Party of Kentucky, Trump will also give remarks about the economy Wednesday afternoon at a packaging facility in Boone County. That county is part of Kentucky's 4th Congressional District, currently represented by Republican Congressman Thomas Massie, who has clashed with Trump over his administration's handling of the Epstein files and the war in Iran. Trump has endorsed Massie's Republican primary opponent, Ed Gallrein, in the 4th Congressional District race. Learn more at WEKU.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.